With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Superstars on this stage here tonight. And when I say who's out, y'all know what time it is. Who's out?
Yo, man, it's my birthday mix, man. I can't believe Timbaland came for my birthday weekend, man. What's up, Tim?
Oh, wow, man. Happy birthday.
Can we turn up to your record real quick? Well, it's my birthday, yo.
Yeah, we can do all
right. You know, I'm going to get all these chicks out there turn up for us, man. I got a lot of chicks tuned in, man.
That's what I'm talking about.
Shout out to Nelly Furtado. I don't know if it was you that got her to do a drop for me years ago. She did, like, radio drops, and it was just so random that Nelly Furtado did a Who Kid. Like, she was like, oh, kid. Like, it was crazy. Like,
that's Nelly, man. She real cool. She's super cool.
We play this shit. Let's go.
I keep going. I keep going.
Damn.
I keep going up.
How you been, young lady? Does the feeling still drive you crazy? How you been, young lady? Does the feeling get
I've been working on my games lately. Yeah. I've been loving myself from
I could imagine
lately.
Being in a studio with everybody back. Like, how was that, yo?
Same as it was.
What?
Yeah.
Nelly Furtado, Justin Timberlake. We gotta keep going up, man. We gotta keep going up for my birthday, man. How old are you now? You're like 45, 46?
I'm up there, man.
I'm older than you, Timberlake?
Yeah.
Damn, really?
Yes,
man. That's fucked up, man. Damn, man.
No, we the same. We probably about the same because once you hit the 50, you dead.
That's like a millennium, man. We actually are like pinpoints in hip hop, man. You know?
Exactly.
That's a good look right there. When you see like the time zone of how hip hop is like upgraded from like the beginning where there was like Grandmaster Flash and the hip to the hop to the hippity and we were there.
Yeah.
And I used to listen to U2 in excess. There was even no hip hop when I was around.
Yeah, man, right?
Is that one of the reasons you went pop? Because I was around when there was no hip hop really. Like
no,
like
I just think that it's like it was my way of saying introducing hip hop to pop. Because I felt like music that them people ain't listening to them drums no more. Mm. It gotta sound like this. Y'all making them pop. It's you know, it sound like the old like and it's like we over here on the hip hop side. You know what I'm saying? And I'm like, yo, pop people gotta be singing over these beats.
Wow, man.
You know what I'm saying? Like, and next thing you know, look where it's at today.
Being from VA, like what was it being from VA is the reason you were out the box or what was going on in VA that made you go
no,
that route?
I just
route?
Think that when you isolated and that's all you do and you put your, you know, when you work on your craft, you're going to get better. And as you're trying to get better, you're not knowing that you're creating a sound or, you know, you're creating something magical. Mm. You're trying to say, I got to sound like this guy. I got to sound like that. And you constantly work on something not knowing that you're creating your own sound.
Were you annoyed by New York at that time? The way other
no,
regions were?
No, because it was always something that I hoped to get played in New York.
Mm.
Okay. I was never, like, afraid of New York. I was like, man, that's the – I made it if I get played in New York.
Damn,
type
man.
Of thing.
Why is it every time I used to go to Virginia Beach or, like, those Freaknicks or Homecomings, we always fighting somebody? Like, why VA niggas always want to fight us all the time, man?
You know what? That part, like, as a creator, I don't know what you talking about. I'm like, I don't know about all of that.
We used to have bad, like, bread, like, I don't know, VA dudes be jealous of us or something. I don't know, we ain't there to take their girls.
I don't know what, you talk about. I don't think no VA guy, I don't know. I ain't never seen that.
One thing I do know, man, congrats, man. They gave you your flowers. You got the award at the BET Awards, you and Swiss, you know?
Yeah, that was beautiful.
The cultural awareness, that's a good look right there.
It's a great look.
You know, coming from BET, I mean, considering like you had like some of the mega pop hits, you know, people look at you like you left us like miles away, but they still bring you back because at the end of the day, you are a Timbaland. Like you rock clubs for years.
I just think I'm just a vessel to say my sound just can't be limited. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Like, I have to go everywhere. Some places I might go, you might don't like. You know what I'm saying? But I'm taking me with it. You know what I'm saying? Meaning, like, I'm not going to change up me for where I'm going. I'm going to make where I'm going change up with me. And so that's how I looked at my, you know, so I looked at my career, like, not that I wouldn't pop, but just, like, my music wasn't just that. That's what I like to do, like hip hop and what Missy brought me in. But it's like, as I hear more voice, I look at every artist as an instrument. I wanted to play more instruments. That's all.
What was your first piece of equipment? Because I remember I interviewed Swiss. He said it was like the blackout on New York, and then he robbed Sam Ash and he got his first MPC. That's how he got into doing beats. And
My mom got me this 1 second Casio keyboard. It had a sampler on the, was a mic, a little thing. You can sample.
Like it was like the first sample.
Yeah, 1 second. So I had to figure out how to get 10 seconds out of 1 second.
Is it the one with the tape? It had like the tape in it, like the little cassette.
I don't know
tape?
What it had in it. No, it didn't have nothing. It was like a speaker.
Oh really?
You had to play it in the speaker.
Damn. So you had to do a manual.
Like. Yeah. So you had to like. So I had to speed it up and press. So if I wanted fast, if I wanted to get to a. You had to think outside the box. I'm like, you can't sample nothing in 1 second. And I was like, ooh, what if I sped it up? And then play it on the low key.
What? That's great.
And then play it on the low key, it'll be a little slower. And that give me stuff to like, like if I want to sample 4 bars of Impeach the President, you only got a second. You don't get.
Oh,
so I had to say, you know what I'm saying? Like, and then go down.
Yeah.
Because he was sampling in break beats. So it wasn't like chopping up beats until the Exonics came out to the Exonics keyboard, then the ASR. That's when I started chopping up. You know, we could chop up the drum, take the drum and sample that. But for the most part, it was loops. How could I sample the dopest drum loop in 1 second? I couldn't. So I had to speed it up to 45.
I mean, listening to you back in the days, was Biz Markie like your influence? Like you were
because
you were beatboxing like crazy on a lot of your joints.
Picking boogers, all that. Yeah. Biz Markie had it. Boy, he had, like, he was dope. And the Fat Boys.
Mm. Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, the Fat Boys.
I just really saw that movie the other day, Crush Groovin' and
Man,
Disorderly.
Yeah, that was my era, boy.
Yeah.
That was it.
The Fat Boys are back. You know, it's crazy because the acapellas alone, you'd had like just you just beatboxing on records with no beat. Like, that's how I knew it. This guy had to be influenced by freaking like Biz Markie. But Fat Boys, I forgot about that too. And of course, what's the name from Uptown? Dougie Fresh. Yeah, he's like, there's only like top, I guess you're the fourth. There's like top four people that beatbox like crazy. I don't know anybody else.
Man, you know what I'm saying? There's a lot of them. But, but that's crazy. Dougie Fresh was like the number one.
Wow.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.
Shout out to Hardeen Las Vegas, the best dispensary in the world.
You remember where you were at when you first beatboxed? Do you remember where you were at, yo?
Hell no.
What was the first song you did?
I ain't do no songs. I just start beatbox, try to do beatbox competitions and stuff like that. Like, want no song that I was, it was just like trying to make up your own beat. That's how I knew I'd probably be making beats, because beatboxing beats, like, you know, stuff like trying to make new sounds and bass line. It was wild, bro.
When you saw that you are officially in and you're a legend, and then now the energy of like bringing in like the Swiss Beats and the Dr. Dre's and the Pharrell's, and what's the thought process now? Like, now all you guys are like fixed and you're legends in your own right. How do y'all like communicate? Like, y'all communicate musically? Like, that's crazy. Like, it's hard to explain because we're not producers. Like, so is there a way to explain that?
So like, you mean like now in life?
Like, how do you communicate? Like, because, you know, like Kanye West the other day, he was like, yo, he used to use you as competition. I think he had his record out that.
You talk about like what he did with Stronger.
Yeah, Stronger.
Like you know, how do we communicate? Start communicating. You know, really like, we started making music, you know, putting it out there. That, you know, but right now we're making music because it's something that we want to do. It's no more about I'm challenging you. It's more, come on, man, we got to do what we do best type. Like, you know, you get to a place in life, like you said, like, look at you, you still here. But you could be like, man, I'm tired. But, you know, it changes. So it's like staying current, evolving, and just, you know, bringing your peers on, because that's how you met. It's really like, let's create another memory at this stage of my life.
And all the new kids are, you know, they're begging to get on your tracks, man. Like,
yeah, but they do them, like they redo them, and I get on them and let them live. But for us to live, I feel like, you know, just do it, put it out, and celebrate one another. Now, and you know, music is always like competition, like, but this is definitely like a friendly, like, oh, let me hear what you got. But it's not like now. It's like, look what this took us. This thing called creativity, this thing called music. Look at us now. You know what I'm saying? It's one of those type of, that's what I think the communication is today. It's like, let's put something out. It's the excitement, still that same urgency and that same excitement. But it's not like a competition.
I see everybody selling their catalogs. How much you gonna sell yours for? Like $2 billion?
I had been sold. Bro.
Oh, you've been sold yours?
Yeah, sold. Like, but it's like, for me, that's like, it's real estate. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, sell it with a purpose, because it's your real estate. You know what I'm saying? It's like, or try to maximize as much out of it. It's like, it's a business, man. Like, when you build a business, you build to sell. You don't build to like,
Hold it going.
Because like, eventually, like, it's like people don't understand what goes on in running a business. So, you want to live your life with no like relaxation and just, oh, I'm gonna save it. I'm gonna do this. I'm gonna do that. And you can do that, but there's no guarantee in life. Like, what are we saving for? We don't know if the world could end tomorrow. I think some of our expectations on what we're looking for, we're not thinking about the realistic valuation of what's about to what could happen. And that is, we live to die. So what happened to all that stuff we talked about? Oh, I'm gonna do this, I'm gonna hold on to it, okay. I think it should be done while you're living. I think you should see your fruit of your labor while you're living, and then make an assessment and have a plan. At least you could say you did it while you was living. People, why you do that? Why you do? Cause tomorrow I might not be able to eat. It could be a moment in there that I could share that I might don't get to share. People don't think like that. I think like we cherish the wrong things, and we need to cherish life. You know what I'm saying? Like, because just to have good health, you know what I'm saying? Like,
that's like more important now.
Yeah, right. Think about it. Like, if you're gonna allow you sold your catalog. You don't know, you might need operation or something like that. Now that money comes in.
Clutch.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, now you have time to get the right doctors. You didn't think you needed it, but you was trying to blah, 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 blah. So it's like you built up something that's so, you know, to have a cool value on it. It's not like you just, they just asked to, you know, to collect off the rights of what you the fruit off your labor. Now they want to just buy you the lump sum, and they keep collecting. But the point is, you still collected off of that catalog. But now you want to get the maximum dollar from it. And all you're doing is just like speeding up time.
And you're just adding more comfortability to
like,
your life.
But they're like, oh, if it go big and it be the biggest. Okay. I mean, that ain't going to, because people still got to recoup what they paid you. I mean, it's just like, it ain't like they made more than what they just gave you. I don't care if it go big. It's not going to be that. It's just, you know, I don't know, man. I just have a different outlook. I mean, you save stuff, you save it, but there is a point where you can't. You gotta be that save. You gotta have a cutoff line because anything can happen in life. You know what I'm saying? Then you'd be like, there ain't nothing you can be like because you gone.
We all gonna die one day, shit, man.
So I think it's just business. People should, you know, you build a sale, and right now the multiple on a sale is pretty cool. You know what I'm saying? But that thing can go down in 2.2 seconds if the market goes down. Now if you get a 12x times, you know, on a million, you know what I'm saying? So that's 12 mil, you know what I'm saying? So 2x, 3x, you know, multiple, that's like double the money which is worth, you know what I'm saying? That's how it works. So it's like, why it's like, you know, business is when you buy, you know, when you see like billions and stuff like that, those TV shows and stuff like that, it's like, I'm always a 100x. You know what I'm saying? The people that invest, like those 100, 500, can they expect 100 more, 100 times more on their money. You know what I'm saying? And that's called big business. And it's like, when you got something like that and you want to, no, I'm a hoe. Well, it's a risk because the valuation go down a couple years because music could not be selling and catalogs could not be moving. Now people only paying the 1X. Now you missed out on the 8X 3 years ago to a 1X. So it's like, you got to know business. And it's like, yo, really do some evaluation with people. Like, yo, is it going to go down? And it, stuff dips and it goes back up. Just like the NFT, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's down, then it's going to pop back up. Then what? People go, it's like, that's how life is, man. It's a roller coaster. And sometimes, like, but some roller coasters don't come back up. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, if music keeps declining and keep devaluing, and it gets low, and then, you know, because it's screaming. So everybody complaining about this and that. It's like, what'd that tell you? Okay, well, the multiples on my catalog might not be the same in 5 years. So I better take this multiple of 8 and cash out, or cash some of it out, and hold on and put something from, you know, investments and other things. You know, it's all about taking what you built to go build something else.
Well, one thing that keeps going up is the new single, man.
Like, yeah. Thank God. That's a blessing, man.
Yeah, I mean, Nelly, man, she looks amazing.
Right? Like, she let you know, like, don't get it twisted.
That dress at MTV Awards.
She, like, let you know that them booty cheeks is still there.
See ya.
Yo, I remember the first time when we started working on Loose, I said, look, Nelly, we can't lay in the grass no more. I said, you got them booty, that booty girl. She's like, Tim. And we talked about it recently. I said, see, you back at it. You can't lay in the grass again. She's like, oh no. She's a grown woman now. She let it all hang out.
Even back, yo, it doesn't look like she aged, man. Like, even back then, I had super crushes on her. I even dated a chick that looked like her. Like,
no, she serious.
But I mean, I can imagine guys getting jealous of her, man. How do you date a person like that?
Boy, like, God dang. You'd be like, well, she really turned it up. Well, I'm like, go, girl. I cheer her on. I say, go crazy. Go sexy red crazy.
What did Justin say when she said?
I don't know what he said. Oh, okay. I mean, he probably, like, but I know, like, he feed off, you know, they both feed off energy. Yeah. So I know, like, he probably got her energy. Like, yo, I got to match that same type of energy. Mm. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, she's more like, the way I feel, you only live once. I'm going to be the best I can be. You know what I'm saying? I'm watching her engagement grow. I love it because she is an alien to me. She is a superhero. She is a legend. She ain't Nelly Furtado. Nelly Furtado. That's Nelly Furtado.
You said after 8 years, it feels like you never left. Like, y'all went back in the studio and y'all just was.
We just, you know, God got his hands on us and, you know, we went back and did what we normally do. That was like the first, you know, and it's like, you know, some people do multiples. We ain't even wait. We did that like, one and put it out. Like, what are they gonna say? Either you love it or you don't. It's okay.
That's crazy.
But unless you, that ain't the point. That ain't the all or be all. The all or be all. Like, oh, we got more. Don't you get it twisted.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? This is like, this is a reminder. Like, oh, okay, then the, you know, how, you know, it's just really like, if you ain't been out in this world, you gotta jump. You gotta jump out. It's a different world for how we used to come from. It's more critical here. It's comments. It's this and that. It ain't like back in the day
the
where
haters are like,
you know what I'm saying?
Times
like you can
100.
See it. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you got to be prepared to get out there in that water because they coming, like some sharks are coming to bite at you. And you got to be able to be shark proof. You hear me? So it's like, so I was like, bump it. We just going to jump out in the water because, you know, we the OGs and we the legends, right?
Yeah.
But when you got young bulls and young bull sharks out there, you got to let them know, like, hey, I hear you. Move over.
Justin is like, you know, he's a different person now, right?
Yeah, like we got to get out there. Like, we got to come outside, man. Got to get active. I'm active. I'm
so
all the way here.
You made it happen. You're
I think we all, I think I'm the guy who initiated.
Okay.
I think God made it happen. I think it's all about timing. And timing is everything. And the time was right. Everybody was in the same space. And we got the job done. And I was the person. Now, if I'm the coach, I'm the one that's going to stand on it. So it was my record, and I'm going to got dang.
See
ya. I'm going to show you nostalgia, but that's not – that's like, nah. Well, I'm going to show you how to get to – I'm outside. I'm
EP, here. You got a name for it yet? You got a name?
What, for my – it's not going to be – it's going to be an album.
Oh, it's going to be a full album.
I really want to be like a playlist, not an album.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it's really going to be the Timbo playlist of today. Oh, yeah, it's textbook Timbo, meaning – early 2000s, like everybody would say, yo, you was part of my childhood. You was part of this. The early 2000s, I keep hearing that. I'm like, well, how about I just give you that same feeling?
Bring it back.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? But with new faces.
Yeah, I know, like, people are annoying you for Missy, man. She misses perfection.
Yeah, you know what? And I told Missy she's supposed to give me a record, but, you know, there's, if it's a playlist, it's going to be a continuation. So, but as of right now, I'm getting to the new. And I put that out to let y'all know that, like, this is what I gave you, the nostalgia, with nostalgia on it with the artist. All right. But now let me really show you what I do.
Ooh.
So, like, you know, let me get to the bag. And I'm getting to the bag with some new faces. You know what I'm saying? People you don't even know about. You like, who is that? Don't worry about it. It's like, we coming to rob you. You hear me? We coming to get you. Just know that they young, they vibrant, we sniping.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like we don't got it.
Can I get one name?
Man, I can tell you, you know, like Anna Margot, you got YX, you got this new artist, certainly. You got Vita. Like, we coming. Like, and I'm telling you, like, it's how we coming on Monday Night Football. I put Margot's new song on, so when they hear it, y'all gonna know immediately. I'm like, what he to do? Because my album, I take all my nostalgic one-liners. Like, it's been a long time. I shouldn't have left you. I start all the songs off like that. Then I start off with Dirty South.
Ooh.
All What You Know About Me is on every song. Like, all the, like, you know, the hook. That's why I started the one off. How You Doing, Young Lady? That's why I started to keep going up, because nostalgia, them. And it's like, boom. So the next song is like, the next one is like, I start off with Dirty South. Can you really feel me? And I said, feel me, I don't go to the East Coast. But just give you that nostalgia. Yeah.
That's crazy.
And then the other one is like, Talk to Me, Girl. Fick it, fick it. And like, shit, like, everything is, it's early 2000 with new people. I'm telling you, it's, to me, I'm enjoying it. It's fire. I think it's, you know, the only, you know, I know we live in a world where it's all about your following, your engagement. But sometimes, like, when you find those diamond in the rough and they coming up, you know how that be.
Yeah,
and,
it's,
you know,
over.
And it's like, you just watch them numbers just go, you know what I'm saying, and go. And once that thing go.
No turning back.
It's like, boom. But you was a part of that. Like, I told you. I told you.
I always wanted to know, like, speaking of Missy, she looks amazing too, man.
Amazing.
Everybody's upgraded for 2023 or 24. I think you're going to, like, annihilate this winter. It's going to be a good Christmas with Timbaland. I don't know. I need that under my tree. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. But having a guy like Kanye West call you the GOAT, man, like, this guy's been killing everybody. Like, is that good to have some good energy from Kanye? What's the relationship with Kanye?
I think I look at Kanye as a teacher, man. Like, I love that man. Like, just following his personality in the switch-ups, like, for me, that's intriguing. And sometimes, like, people, is that intimidating? No, it's intriguing because he's giving you so much information that some of it might don't dial in correct, but some of it, from his knowledge, I try to see from his lens when he speaks. So to have this man of that magnitude, this type of guy with a brain as what he has, it's just like, he gives me confidence.
He's like an information overload.
Yeah,
like.
He lets me know, like, without telling me.
Oh, wow.
Personally, like, you're the GOAT. It's like, you know how some people, they'll talk from interviews and they're like, you didn't hear him say that? And it's like, because he's like a prophet. Like, he's a, I ain't gonna say a god, but he's like a Zeus or one of those Poseidon, mm-hmm. like Greek gods. He's that. And to hear one of those guys say, no, he do it great. It's like kind of give you affirmation that, hey, man, don't get down on yourself. Like, you really did that. Like, cause sometimes, you know, as creators, we can get, like, in disbelief. Like, even though I've done a lot of records, but just to have your peers tell you that you're great. Because, you know, like, I will be, you know, he never told me, like, if I say, okay, and I told you that you dope like I did now, but you probably never heard me say it. So me to say it, you could probably, I don't know what you're going through or what you might be thinking. You know what I'm saying? But to hear one of your person that you're like, damn, I got to turn my stuff up. It's like confirmation from your peers. You know what I'm saying? That you think, didn't look at you or didn't think nothing. They just, you know, y'all just around each other. Mm. But you didn't know if you, you know, value my work or what I do. I know you value something because we here. Right, I know it's personality, but do you value my craft? And to hear, you know, somebody that you look up to say that, not in front of you, but to somebody else, that's like a lift, because I could be in the bed not feeling some kind of way and not feeling that I'm.
You change your whole attitude.
Change my whole attitude.
Another guy that's out there, you had him when he was really young, Drake, man. He just dropped his new project, man.
I'm glad you recognized that.
I saw that. Yo, I was like, Drake was like super young. Did he just get out the wheelchair?
That was like.
He just got out the TV show.
I think that was like one of the first hits.
That's crazy.
And I just thank God that I, you know, that he allowed me to, like, you think about it. Like, he was already known. Like, he was already buzzing. But just allow me to touch the greatness of the world that are great. You know what I'm saying? He allowed all these artists to lend their voices to my beats. And that's just amazing to me.
Speaking of beats, you and Pharrell, man, with the Jay-Z thing, man. What's up, man? Y'all got to have a battle off?
No, I told him we have a versus podcast. You know what I'm saying? Because we always had a, you know, I was at Swiss's birthday. Yeah, he was talking about, I was telling him, like, that's Pharrell, the Pharaoh. You understand? Yeah. He said Timbo the King. I was like, you crazy, man.
That'd be like, ill. I got like a little pyramid.
I was like, yo. When you did, I'm a hustler, baby. And yeah. He was like, no, you did Big Pimpin'. I was like, man, cut it out.
That's what I was looking at. I see Big Pimpin' against, like, Give It To Me. And then you had, like,
Dirt On. Give It To Me. Like, come on, bro. Like, you can't play no game. Pharrell got with Jay-Z, boy. He set me down.
How many records you got with Jay-Z? I never went into your studio to steal shit, man. I know you got tons, man.
What, like unreleased?
Yeah, of course, man.
Nah, man, I don't got that. Nah, cause like one, you know, I don't know, you know, hold on, this be like he got raps in his head, like he don't have raps on tape. He like the Book of Eli. You know what I'm saying? Like, for real, he is that. You want the information? He got to lay down on the table. He could give it to you. If you want unreleased, go let him lay down and scratch his head, and he'll give you a whole story. Unreleased rap songs. Wow. I'm telling you, because it's all in his head.
Mm. So you don't even write the shit. Like, so he just comes in there, you knock, man, the shit out right in front of him.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.
Yo, y'all know what it is, man. Your boy Juicy J, man. When you in Vegas, coming to Hardeen, man. Y'all know what it is, man. Shut the fuck up.
Hardeen Sounds.
That's one big question I got when you do pop songs. Like, you can't send a beat and then they say you have to be in the studio with every artist, especially singing.
I mean, not now, but
Back then it was more.
Yeah, because everybody, you know, the writers and stuff. That was the way songs were made. But now it's like we in the world of sin.
Really?
Yeah.
Even the singers? Like.
Yeah. Don't no singer be going to a studio like that. They like to be in their space. Like Nicki, I think she records in her space. She's not going in the studio with no producer, no. Because that's like, they don't need to do that. Like, it's like, you need to be as comfortable as possible. Every artist got to feel as comfortable. And sometimes the studio is not comfortable for artists. It's not safe for some artists.
If I need a pop artist, I would have to go through you. I see a lot of people like they got records done, but it looked like you were like kind of like in the back, like especially with Justin and a couple other big pop artists. Like, do I got to go through you to try to get like a pop song done? I can't. How do you call to get a pop song done? These guys are like.
I think now it's different now.
It's easier to get a rapper. Like, you pay a rapper, but what's a pop artist want money for? Like, Eminem don't need money. What the fuck Eminem going to do with the money? Like, Eminem wants...
It depends on what pop artist you're talking about.
Yeah.
Like, you're talking from my cap. I don't know, man. I think it's a different time and age now.
Wow.
I don't know. I think some people charge a lot, but some people just like... Just the link-ups. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Just be cool.
That's crazy, man. Was Missy the first to do a song with Eminem? Was he the first female? So. I'm trying to get a lot of gems out of this interview. Yeah, I think Missy was the first female.
Yeah, that's the first time I told I think Eminem. I was like, well, people did him. I was like, when I heard Eminem come in there and spit that verse, I was like,
oh,
can't nobody see this guy. This boy different. That boy said, I do pop pills to keep. I keep my two socks filled. Pop the same. They got Tupac killed. And I still remember them to this day. I probably was 19. How could I still? Look, bro. Those are Tupac. I couldn't get past that.
I mean, that would be a bucket list to do a full project with Eminem, like Timberland Eminem, like locked away in the studio. Or
I think it would be, I wouldn't want, you know what?
You hear this? Paul? Paul, you hear this?
Paul, no, but no. It would be really like Quincy Jones. Like, how I produce now, it's so many great, talented people. It's more me making calls and sitting with Dr. Dre because there's no way I would not go to somebody that I look up to for their blessing. And I would never want to make it without them.
That's crazy.
I would never, that's like Luke Skywalker. I would need the blessing of, all my life I wanted to see the table of the greats. And to be at I would never take on that. I would want to learn as I'm working instead of, Timbo and Eminem. No, it would be, let's have a meeting, Dr. Dre. I would like to talk to Dre. I would like for them to recruit me.
Wow.
And if they could recruit me, I would say, hey, we want you to, it's like a business. We want you to facilitate this album. Executive, you know, whatever, who do you think should bring it? And I would like to, you know, say, I think this guy would be great with him, this person, let's sit in the room, me and Dre, you know, really just following Dr. Dre's lead, you know what I'm saying? Because it would be a pleasure just to produce beside him on something that's so monumental.
Yo, this is the magnificent DJ Jazzy Jeff, and I'm chilling in my favorite place in Las Vegas, Hardeen.
Shout out to Hardeen Las Vegas, the best dispensary in the world.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy.
Chumba.
The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Grand Canyon University, an affordable private Christian university, is one of the largest and fastest growing universities in the country, offering more than 270 programs online. In addition to federal grants and aid, GCU's online students received nearly $130 million in institutional scholarships in 2022. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu/myoffer to see the scholarships you may qualify for.